Opinions stated by various contributors to Faces of Success Radio and its radio programs are not to be considered as endorsed by Faces of Success Radio. Visitor.
I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Have you seen her? Well, welcome to Faces of Success Radio. I am your host for the next hour or so, Alicia Jefferson Riley of Alicia Live Radio Show, and I am just so happy to be able to be with you on Faces of Success Radio. And I first, before we begin, we always like to, you know, give our due to the one and only, our Heavenly Father, and we say thank you for another day. We thank you for the 3rd of February 2017, and we are just so happy. I want to give a shout out to none other than Miss Pearl and all of the Faces of Success Radio crew. We just love you. We are one big happy family, and, you know, we just do what we do. Well, tonight we have none other than the woman, and I'm talking about the one and only Superwoman, and you're going to hear from her in just a minute, but before we do, we want to take care of a little house cleaning here. We want to make sure we give everybody the call-in numbers, so if you want to call in and speak with our guest tonight, you are certainly welcome to do so. And the number to call is 323-642-1569, 323-642-1569. And I got to give a big shout out to all of the social media partners on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, LinkedIn, StumbleUpon, wherever you're listening to the show from. We just wanted to say welcome to the show tonight. And we pray that the sun is always smiling down on you and the wind is at your back, always pushing you into your purpose, into what God has planned for you. Well, like I said, tonight we have an awesome, awesome guest that is the Superwoman. She possesses one of the most memorable, distinctive voices ever heard in popular music, an accomplished singer-songwriter who etched herself into the music history with her smash hit and female song, Superwoman. I know you guys know who I'm talking about. This song made international waves, selling over 1 million units, certified gold, and named on the Billboard R&B Song of the Year in 1999. And that is none other than Miss Karen White, who is a Superwoman. In the years since her last CD, which was released in 1994, Make Him Do Right, the lovely soulful vocalist has focused her energies on raising her family and nurturing her daughter, Ashley, who is now a freshman at Howard University. But we missed her last 18 years, and I know that she's going to be able to kind of like clue us in on the last 18 years and what's ahead. You know, Karen is considered one of the most talented musicians, vocalists in the music industry. She's been successfully honing her skills in recent years as an interior designer and making big moves in real estate. However, she didn't turn back on her first love, which is music, and she's still paying close attention to the industry. Music is in her. It may be temporary. It may be detached just for a little bit from the business side, but music is definitely in the fiber of Karen White. She has her new CD called Carpe Diem, Seize the Day, offers a heartfelt retro acoustic soulful flair. She delivers every note with every inflection, perfect, just perfect. Well, we're going to hear from Karen in just one moment, and I think as just to announce her, it would be fitting just to go ahead on and play one of her songs to bring her in, and we're going to do that right now, and we're going to play this song. And the next voice you'll hear will be none other than our guest for the afternoon, for the evening, Miss Karen White.
Oh.
Well, that was Karen White and The Way You Love. And ladies and gentlemen, I just want to bring to the mic none other than the undisputed superwoman herself, Miss Karen White. How are you, Karen?
That was a great introduction. I don't know if I can live up to that, but I said I'm not your superwoman now. How are you?
Well, we just, you know what? You're not his superwoman, but you certainly ours, okay?
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for just being available tonight just to talk to the audience and just to tell us, you know, all about what you're doing now. I'm so excited about your new business and all that you're doing. It's just wonderful, and we're just going to get right into it because before you know it, our time will have slipped away from us. Before we start with the present, I want to talk about the beginning. Just tell us how it all started for you and what inspired you to actually to start singing, to be involved in music. Just take us there for a moment and just let us get front and personal with you tonight and talk about that the moment that you knew what you wanted to do and it was singing.
Oh, okay, that sounds fun. Take me back down memory lane.
Hey,
all right.
So,
no, I'm the baby. So I grew up in South Central Los Angeles. I'm the baby of five siblings. And I, being the baby, of course, you know, got a lot of attention. And I loved getting the attention. And my sister, I had a sister, Angie, and she sang. My sister, Verinda, was a choreographer and dancer, and so my dad played a little trumpet. My mother was a choir director, and so started out in church. And I realized that when I was in elementary school, they would call me by my first and last name, Karen White. So I was always recruiting. I was really like a little promoter. I would definitely like talk to the PTA and say, I want to sing, I want to put together a dance troupe, I want to perform for Martin Luther King Day. I mean, I would have, like, creating all these opportunities for me to sing. So it started at a young age. And then from there, I got into beauty pageants and talent shows and How Jack Be Talented Teens. And during my junior high school year, I was also a track, great at track, and I was thinking of going to college for that. But then I kept getting these cramps. I would win, but then I would, like, you know, I was like this big championship, and I got like a cramp, and, you know, it just was too risky for me. So I said, I'm going to stop running track and really focus on vocals. And so when I was in high school, the beginning of high school, I joined this band called Legacy, which switched Jody Sims, the group from Motown, switched.
Right.
He put together. And I auditioned, and I got one of the lead. There was three vocalists, and I was one of the singers in this group and in this band, and they wound up getting a recording contract, and I didn't get picked. They said they wanted to scale the group down and only have two singers. And so I was devastated at that time because that was, you know, so real and, you know, just so close to my dream coming true at 16. So I was a cheerleader. I went to school with Nia Long. I went to school with Bentley Evans from the producers of Martin and Jamie Foxx show. And so I played Dorothy in The Wiz, and we did this great production. And they remembered, you know, I was like, that was really like a, Stephanie Mills was my idol at the time.
Right.
So I would sing her songs, and this show was really epic for me. And I wind up doing that, and then I wind up quitting cheerleading because vocally it was messing up my voice. So I made a grown-up decision there to quit cheerleading and focus more on my music. And after a crisis. I'm giving you, hopefully I'm not, I can take a break if you want me to stop a little bit, because I'm going boom, 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 boom,
no,
boom.
No, great, no, go right on. We're going to ask you to do one of them cheers, okay? You remember? No, we're not.
Oh,
but go right ahead on. But you know what? Go
so
right ahead on, because we learned it.
Got you. So, O'Brien, do you guys remember him? Those trains are coming up. So, remember, do you remember O'Brien? He sang Gigolo and Freaky. And, so he was like our Eric Benet at that time. So I was 17. I just graduated high school. I auditioned for him and Don Cornelius. And I went on the road, opened up for Cameo, sang Background with O'Brien. I was 17. And I learned so much on that tour. That's where I really learned how to be a performer, opening up a Cameo. Because if you've seen Cameo, they're just, you know, they had Charlie Singleton, Larry Blackman. I mean, they were just a, you know.
Okay, awesome group.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yes. Powerful group, performers, you know, the whole rock, the whole, you know, and that's where I got a lot of them. So I would sit there on the stage, watch their shows every night. And after I got off the road, Don Cornelius, and this was just such an honor being in his presence. He kind of took me under his wing because, not that I was, you know, I wasn't the best vocally. He just really loved my fire and I guess my determination. And so he would say, you know, you come down to Soul Train, you know, come down to Soul Train and dance. And at one point he was thinking about putting me in a group and building the group around me. And so anyway, so I wound up getting a call. I wrote a song. My first song I wrote was for Stephanie Mills with the late, great Robert Brookins. And with the money from the demo tape, I went to the Bay Area and hired some, you know, some of my friends and musicians, and I did my first demo tape. So this is where I tell people, you know, to take, instead of me spending that money and say I'm going to buy a car or, you know, clothes or whatever, I invested it back into myself. So that all comes back to really who I am, because later I would do the same thing. But so I invested in myself, and then while I was performing and singing on a demo, one of the guys said, Jeff Forber is looking for a female artist, and I want to play your demo tape for him. And so I was like, well, I don't sing jazz. You know, I didn't really know who Jeff Forber was. I was trying to be, you know, the new, you know, I don't know, Stephanie Mills or Madonna back then. I don't know. So I said, so he played my tape, and then I wound up, you know, doing an audition for Jeff, and I wound up getting that, and that was really my first big break, because Warner Brothers said, we want to put together a record kind of like what Quincy Jones did with James Ingram and Patty Austin, and we'll feature you on the record, Jeff Forber, and if your single does well enough, we will sign you to your own recording contract. So I did that in a song, you know, these are the facts of love. Don't waste my time.
Right.
Temporary passion. My voice was so high back then. So I did that. I know, it's so funny when I hear it, I'm like, woo, dang, I was singing high. But so I wanted to.
You're sounding good right now.
Oh, I know. Thank you. So I wound up getting the gig. And wound up, you know, had a top 10 record, and wound up joining the Warner Brothers family, and that was the beginning before my first Karen White release. So now you know.
Well, you know what? We just learned just a whole ton of things about Karen White that we never ever knew. Okay, so you know that's why, you know, I say let's go back to that to the beginning, down memory lane, and you know, and just talk about different things, because I just learned a whole lot about you that I just never knew that you, your interest, and even you wanting to actually run track, you know. But you know what, Karen, your voice is like one of the most distinctive voices that I have found in pop music. And I want to know, and I'm sure the audience wants to know too, who are some of your influence in music that you want to pay, that you would pay homage to or that inspired you along the way?
Oh, I love it. Okay, well, first of all, it's probably distinctive because I really, like, if I listen to a lot of these female artists that I love, I would probably want to be like them because they're so amazing, like Chaka Khan and just the name, I can't even think right now. But, you know, definitely her being, like, such an amazing artist at that time. But Stephanie Mills, I had to really not listen to any of those people because, like I said, I probably would have, you know, really started to have your own, you want to have your own sound. I think that's probably the biggest thing in becoming a recording artist is separating yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I listen to many. I listen to, you know, Al Green, Stevie Wonder, Prince, Michael. So those were, you know, Luther. Those were a lot of my, O'Brien, a lot of my influences at a younger age.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm listening to, like, you know, Ella Fitzgerald, and my style is really, as you know, as you get older and you change and you grow, I want to go to the authentic, you know, roots of music. So I'm, you know, I love some of the jazz stuff that I never really experimented with at an early age. So I'm rediscovering all of this again, and classical. I love classical music too.
Wow. Well, you know what? Your voice, like I said, is one of the most distinctive voices, and that's a very interesting fact that you just brought out, that you, in order to have, or for an artist to have their own originality, they have to kind of like not always have their ear in the radio and kind of like listening or kind of pattern or mimicking the artists that are out there. And it's really interesting that you look to male artists as well to draw from, because each and every one of them that you mention are my favorites, you know, and
cool,
they are just
cool,
are just awesome artists, you know, each and every one. Now, but moving along.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry.
Go right
I
ahead.
Saying, you know what? It's so funny because when I was saying that, because I don't think I've ever said that, and I'm like, woo, I was saying it myself going like, woo, woo. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Surprise yourself, huh?
Yeah.
But you know,
like,
and
it's cold.
Yeah, that was profound. That definitely was. But in 1991, your Ritual of Love album was just, oh my God, it was a bomb. It just had so many great singles on there, including the one that we introduced you with, The Way You Feel, The Way You Love Me, and also the hit single Romantic, which hit number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. What was that feeling like?
Man, it was amazing. I mean, I still, the one thing, though, because, you know, you're so young and you something about just your you know, you don't have that wisdom and everything lined up yet, so you kind of start thinking, like, I kind of remember, I mean, of course I was happy, but you kind of don't, I don't know, you just don't, I didn't really appreciate it probably like I should have. Because success came really fast to me. So I had my first time out the gate, you know, I had my gold single. It was, you know, The Way You Love Me, and then, you know, Superwoman, and then Love Star. I had three number ones back to back with Babyface. And then, you know, Jimmy and Terry. So things were happening fast to me, honestly, and I didn't really, you can kind of like think that it's supposed to happen. It's the craziest thing, you know, when you're young and you're thinking like, you know, I'm the
right.
kid.
Right, yeah.
And so actually when I look back on it, coming back 18 years later and I see how hard it is, it makes me go like, wow, I can't believe I did that. I really just now have really gone like, woo, because I think I was just in a trance of like, it's got to happen. My faith was strong and I just – it's crazy, but it's the more you learn, and as you get, you know, if you get away from something, and I'm now coming back, I'm seeing how tough it is. I'm like, whoa, how did I do it? So it shows I really just was dependent totally on God. It was just faith. Because it's really hard.
It is, you know, and of course, coming back, like you said, now that the music industry, the game has changed so much, you know, are there things that, of course, you know now that you wish that you knew then? Tell us what maybe some of those things might be so that you're educating other young artists that are listening to you right now. What were some of the things that you know now that, hey, you wished you knew then?
Wow, great question. Well, first of all, that this is a business. And when you're younger, you know, how can you really take something that you just love to do and you would do for free? So, and then understanding that this is a, you know, you signed a contract and, you know, it's a business. And so I just would have definitely not been working with feelings. I mean, I had my first manager that I wound up firing because I got into an argument with him. I'm like 18, right? And I still had to pay him $200,000 to get out of the contract. So things like that where it's like, don't work with feelings.
Yeah.
This is business. You know, that's just one example. The second, you know, I mean, there's so many, you know, understanding who the label is and the people at the label making, you know, being friendly. And not that I wasn't friendly, but just understanding that they're a part of my team and making them be on your side as opposed to, you know, coming in there maybe with some arrogance. You know, so just really being grateful. I would definitely be more grateful for all of my blessings. And even though I thought I was back then, but it doesn't look like that. You know what I mean? I believe if I would have been more grateful, certain things, you know, it just wouldn't have happened to me. You know, being on the road, when you have success sometimes, right out, like I said, from the beginning, you kind of assume that this is just how it happens. You understand? You don't know because other people, other artists they've been out. You know, you got to think after 16, I was on the road with O'Brien and Don Cornelius, and then, so things happened fast for me, and I didn't really, like I said, I kind of took that for granted just because things happened so fast. And, you know, working with L.A. and Babyface, my first time out. You know, things like that. And then Beanie Medina, I was with Warner Brothers, and Beanie Medina was my A&R person. So I just had the best of everything. And I just didn't, when you have that, how do you know, you don't really know bad. You understand what I'm saying? Because you're starting out on a level that's so high. You know, you kind of just expect, like, oh, it's just supposed to be this way. And then when you fall, then you realize, wow, I had it great. You understand?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Karen, you said a mouthful there. And I hope that some of the younger aspiring artists and maybe even young at heart, let's say aspiring artists out there, can pull from what you said. And you're right, it is a business. And like any business, you have to know what you're getting into. You got to read your contracts, make sure you understand your contracts, you know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's one of the things that I think that, you know, so many artists are just so excited. They want to make records. And, you know, they think about creativity. They don't think that it's a business. So, Karen, you know, you said a mouthful. So I know that there's somebody out there that's listening. Now, let's talk about the all-time great female anthem, I'm Not Your Superwoman. But
I'm
you are
not
ours.
Your superwoman.
Come on now. How many times have we sung that song? Ladies, you feel me? I know you feel me. If you're out there, give us a call, 323-642-1569. And talk about that song. I mean, wow.
Let me tell you something. When I perform that song, I say that I remember when I was a young girl and I used to sing the song, but I didn't really know what I was singing because I hadn't lived enough life to understand what being a superwoman is. You know, persevering and overcoming. You know, just, you know, not quitting and just so now I understand when I sing that song. So that's kind of how I bring that song in. And that song really was a big song that really was, I didn't understand what I was singing at that time. I was too young. You know, my mother, what I did was I thought of, this is who my mother is when I sing this song. And, and when I sang it, I thought of her. But I had no idea that, you know, internationally what that song was going to mean to women and how they it would change people's lives and it would become a movement. I had no idea. I just knew when Faith in L.A., you know, they played it for me, and I was like, wow, you know. But, you know, who knows? You think it's a hit, but, you know, who can know?
Well, it has become a movement, and it still is a movement. You know what I mean? Every time I hear that song, you know, it's like it takes you to church. You know, it takes us right there. And it just, like you said, it is a song. It's a very big song, but you sung it well, and we felt you when you sung it. But I know you probably have a whole new different perspective now than you did back when you originally recorded that song. But it's an awesome song. And you know what? I tell you what, let's just go ahead on and play that. And why don't you just go ahead on and set it up? Bring in that song, because nobody can do it like you. Go ahead, audience.
Set that song up.
You're going to play it.
I just want to, this is a song I dedicate to all the ladies out there. This is our song. I'm not your superwoman.
Hey.
Oh, you want me to sing it?
No, it's supposed to be playing right about now. I don't know what's going on, but it's supposed to be playing.
Okay.
And, you know...
Coffee. Hello, this is Larry Dunn, original keyboardist, musical director, and composer for the legendary Earth, Wind, and Fire. Tune in to Faces of Success Radio.
Hey, are you a songwriter, musician, producer, or composer and own the rights to your own original music? Well, On the Rise Radio has news for you. Go to facesofsuccessradio.com and click on the artist submit link. If your application is accepted, you can be the next exclusive guest on the show. On the Rise Radio, hosted by your one and only DJ Success and co-hosted by DJ Nina B. Don't miss your chance to be seen and your music heard nationwide at facesofsuccessradio.com.
Yeah.
have just heard I'd Rather Be Alone by none other than Karen White. And before that, you heard the National Anthem for Women and one of her all-time top hits, Superwoman. I'm Not Your Superwoman. So if you wanted to call in, we do have a couple more minutes left in the show. You can certainly do that. I see that we have some calls on the line. We're going to go to the lines. If you want to just listen to the show, just say you want to listen. Or if you have something you want to just quickly say to Karen, you can definitely do that. All right. We're going to go right back in. Karen, how you doing there?
Hey, hey. I am doing wonderful.
Hey, hey.
I hope we have callers. I'd love to say hey.
I would love for you to talk to them. So that's why we're going to go to the lines now. We're going to go to the 281 area code.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? You're on with Alicia Jefferson Riley and none other than Ms. Karen White. Who do we have here?
My name is Gigi.
Hi, Gigi.
Hi, hello? Gigi. Would you like to say hello to Karen? Go ahead and talk to Karen.
Hi, Karen. How you doing?
Hey, Gigi. I'm good. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Houston, Texas, but I'm originally from San Francisco, California.
Oh, cool. The Bay. The Bay, Bay, Bay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I love your record, Superwoman.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Yep, that was a, was that one of your favorites?
Yes, it was.
Oh, good. Well, those were the days, huh?
Uh huh.
Gigi, I just want to ask you, are you enjoying the interview with Karen? Did you learn a little bit about Karen that you didn't know?
Yes, I enjoyed the interview, and I learned a lot about Karen.
Well, great. Well, Karen, when are you going to, do you have any plans to go on tour now? Or I know that there's so much going on. You have your business, your design business and everything. But do you think that you may be going out on tour?
Oh, no. I tour all the time, but mainly I tour out of the country. I'm on my way to Africa and in the February, but I will be doing cruise. I'm doing a cruise with Freddie Jackson and Vogue in May and at the Grand Cayman Islands. So that's something I'm doing in the States. So and so that should be fun, and you know, I'm excited about that. But you can go to my website, karenwhite.me, or Karen White Official on Facebook, and I usually keep really good contact with my fans and let you guys know when I'm doing something. And I'm really excited about a project. I'm about to go to Sacramento tomorrow. I'm working on a movie that I'm producing and starring in called Gale in the Storm. And this is you know how you were talking about your purpose at the beginning, pushing you to your purpose, and God has a plan.
Yes.
And that's where I'm so grateful right now, and I feel like this is definitely something that I came back out of retirement for, and I'm like, I'm doing something that I never would have thought I would have been doing. And, you know, this movie, and I'm acting, and there's a new soundtrack, and we should be having something this summer coming out. So look for that. It's called Gale in the Storm, and it's about a former singer who teams up with a down on his luck music producer to make a comeback. So it should be pretty dope.
Wow.
Well,
you know what? We're definitely going to look for that, and we're not just going to look for it. We're going to definitely support it, and you have to come back on Faces of Success Radio to do a follow-up after, you know, you finish filming that particular movie, and, you know, it's
definitely
just going to be great. You know,
well, I appreciate that
right now. You know, I got goosebumps because, you know, I'm so happy to hear you. You sound so fulfilled. right now, I'm sensing, I don't know, like you said about the purpose, but I'm kind of coming just full circle, and just, you know, you have this one, you still have this wonderful music career, your wonderful family, raising your daughter. You know, you're proud of your daughter going to Howard, and you're doing a movie. You have your designing business. Talk about this moment that you're embracing right now.
I love it. You are so right. I am embracing. It's just totally God, you know, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that I'm really feeling like it's like I'm beginning again. And but you have all this, you have God's wisdom, you know, which is what I remember I keep telling you, I thought I had it back then, but I didn't. So, you know, I've been spanked and you know, just been, you know, grown up. I've been through a lot, and I'm just, you know, I'm really grateful. And I look at what I'm doing as a blessing, and I understand that to be able to do this for a living, it's, you know, it's nothing but God. And to be able to tell these amazing stories that, you know, starting with,
yes,
show, with this being one, the first movie that I'm doing, because I have a production team. We're going to do several. I'm here in I just moved to Atlanta, and God is so good. I've teamed up with these young directors from Morehouse that are like 21 and 22 with, you know, amazing talent. And, you know, we're, you know, my partner and I, we're putting this, you know, we're just going to be doing films that are, you know, uplifting and just showing Black people, you know, films for us, about us, but in a positive, real, beautiful light. And this story is about, you know, because a lot of people, especially, you know, I'm not sure how old you are, but once you start, you know, getting in your 40s, you feel like what you've done, you know, but that's it. And a lot of people feel like, you know, my life is probably, you know, I can't start over. I can't come back and do something great. And I'm here to challenge that, because that's exactly what I'm doing. And it's nothing but God. Like I said, I'm facing this whole movement, this whole blessing. But I believe that what is life, you know, without that purpose? You know, what are you doing? You just feel like you're just, you know, burying your gift. And that's really what I was doing. You know, I kept, you know, when I was away for 18 years, I kept having an excuse. Well, my daughter's in college, you know, my daughter's in, you know, I want to wait till she graduates. So after she graduated high school, I ran out of excuses. So I had to, and I'm not a person to sit around. I've really, like, if you were my friend, you'd be like, oh my God, I love to challenge people. Don't tell me you want to write a book, because I'm going to make sure you write that book. So, you know, I just love, you know, creating and just, you know, challenging myself and growing. And now I'm just really thankful, and I'm just, you know, really, like I said, it's just an honor to be on your show. And, you know, I definitely would love to come back and definitely hear your story, because I believe that this is what your show, I'll be listening to your show from now on, because it's definitely what I represent. You know, we're talking, coming from the same space of your purpose and, you know, not sitting on, you know, your gifts.
Exactly. You know what? And you know what? It all comes, like I said, in full circle. And sometimes, you know, we all have our own journey. And, you know, I'll make this quick, you know, because I know we're getting ready to close out here. But, you know, we all have our own journey. But it's just the line of the journey, as we go through the process, there are things that have to happen 10 or 5 years or 6 years down the line. Because if they had to happen in the first, like you said, the first couple of years or the first, in those formative years, we would not have been able to handle or to embrace. And we could have blown the purpose. And what I learned about the purpose is not only just for us, but it's who it will affect because of us. And you know, what you're doing right now, and with the, I don't know if you thought about, but you're doing right now, and the journey that God has you on with this production company and with the writing, you're getting ready to be a platform that's going to employ a lot of Black actors and actresses. You know,
amen.
That's what you're setting up for. And we need that because we need to be, we need more Karen Whites that's going to take that mantle, you know, and to do that, just like Oprah took that mantle and opened the door for so many, you know. So it's a great thing. So I got goosebumps.
Karen,
this is
going to
be great.
Well, definitely keep us in your prayers. Definitely. I love your spirit. I love your show. And you're a blessing to me. You've uplifted me and gave me something that I'm going to take with me. And you're right. You know, I never even really thought about it because I'm just doing it. You know what I mean? Sometimes you don't even sit back and look. But you're right. Employing all these, you know, because I've been on the acting grind for the last 2 years. And it's such a tough road as an actress and our actors out there. Woo, so I totally understand what you're saying. I definitely want to employ because there's not enough, you know, even though we're getting better, but it's just not enough roles out there for us, you know?
Absolutely. Well, you're definitely, we're going to have you back. I know Faces of Success is so happy that you have taken time out of your busy schedule just to be with us tonight, and definitely with the Lisha Live Radio Show, all of the audience listening out there from Philly, you know what's up. You know your girl. And I'm just so happy to be able to talk to you. I wish you all the best. I know that we're going to be hearing great things from you. And definitely let us know. Come back after you had a chance to film the movie, and we'll do this all again. You know, Karen, thank you so much. And, you know, we're just going to have to go out with a Karen White song. Okay, but before we do, Karen, your social media handles. Your social media handles, how the folks can hook with you, can connect with you on social media.
Okay, at Twitter, it's at Karen's World, and that's K-A-R-Y-N. And on Facebook, it's Karen White Official, and my website is karenwhite.me.
All right, well, we're going to go out with a little Secret Rendezvous, none other than...
I love it.
Karen White.
Thank you. Bless you guys.